At the University of Kansas, I get to work with young students who are sort of conscripted. They have to do it for grades. These singers don't. They choose to be there. And so that's the exciting part of working with Topeka Festival singers.
That's Dr. Paul Tucker, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Dr. Paul Tucker and Dan Brogren join us next to talk about the Topeka Festival Singers. Dr. Tucker is the new director of the Topeka Festival Singers. He's also the director of choral activities at the University of Kansas. And he's had a varied musical career, which includes being a teacher, conductor, pianist, composer, arranger, and record producer. Dan Brogren is the president of the board of the Topeka Festival Singers. Paul and Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan, tell us about the history of the Topeka Festival Singers.
It was a group of community leaders, obviously, involved in choral music from a great variety of realms. One was a local judge, and about fewer than 20 people became involved in 1983, and in 1984 was the first concert. Historically, we've had four concerts annually. They were originally at a variety of churches, and 33 years ago, Professor Kevin Kellum from Washburn University, who is a choral, he was originally with Topeka West High School. Once he got his doctorate, he was at Washburn University. And probably the past 20 years or so, we have had our concerts almost exclusively at Washburn White Concert Hall.
And Paul, you're the new music director for the Topeka Festival Singers. Tell us a bit about your background and how you came to work with the Singers.
Correct. I am the new director, the new conductor. My background is I grew up in Jamaica. I was involved in music all my life. It seems a strange thing to say all your life, but let's just say as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. I have an identical twin, and we just stayed in music, just did music almost exclusively to anything else. When we were 17, we moved to the United States and continued our music training. And I remember back in Jamaica, I had, my brother just reminded me of this, that I had a choral group back in Jamaica when I was 16, and the singers were older than I was. So I was doing that for a while. My brother conducts orchestras, and I chose to conduct choral music. I went to the University of Texas, Arlington, got an undergraduate degree, and then went to University of North Texas and got my advanced degrees. And immediately after that, came to the University of Kansas. I'm going to have Dan say how I got involved with Topeka Festival Singers.
We cast as broad a net as we could. We had professors. We had high school choral directors, a significant number of people, and still we wanted to cast the net wider, and so we were asking friends of friends who we should at least interview. I would guess there was nearly a dozen, and they were all qualified to some extent. It was a very difficult decision. Matter of fact, we had Paul and another one come in, the two finalists, and out of the 46-some singers who helped us with that, entirely on a voluntary basis, almost every one of them said, the board has a really tough decision. Now, you could take that either of two ways. Either they were both atrocious or they were both very good, and I'm proud to say it was the latter. A couple of the things, just as Paul was talking, maybe three. One is his extraordinary modesty. Two, he can actually make a piano talk, and he never talks about that. When he wants the singers to do something, and he did this during his guest director session back in January, he was saying, this is how I want it to sound. And instead of verbalizing it chorally, he played it on the piano, and I was just enthralled. And then the third thing that I think on behalf of the board, I can say with all candor, Paul has an enthusiasm for music that is addictive. You just want more and more and more of it. And we thought, well, that's something you wouldn't see on a job resume, but it's the reason people would donate more. It's the reasons why people would invite their friends. We're both very excited about Paul's premier concert this coming Monday, the 7th, at 7:30 at White Concert Hall.
And I want to talk about that concert in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you, Paul, I mean, you've worked with a lot of choral groups over time. What attracted you to working with the Topeka Festival Singers?
It's a very, very good question because I didn't know much about them at all. As a matter of fact, I knew nothing about them until I went in for the guest. Part of the process, went in for the guest. How much time did I have? 45 minutes? I had 45 minutes to work with them. And I started, and I realized, this is just not just a community group. There's some really good singers here. So we worked, we just went at it as if we were doing it. It wasn't a test, we were just doing it. And I was pleased with what they did. I was very, very pleased. And that so many people took time off to come and do that interview for me. I was grateful for that. But I am not a novice, like you said, not a novice to the choral field or to conducting. So I can quickly tell when people are capable of doing things. And so I left that night feeling very good about what they could do. As Dan said, I am looking forward to this first concert. You can look at it one of two ways. You can say, oh, man, this is going to be great because it's so fresh, it's so new. Or you could say, well, we haven't been together that long. But I am excited about what we could do together. At the University of Kansas, I get to work with young students who are sort of conscripted. They have to do it for grades. These singers don't. They choose to be there. And so that's the exciting part of working with Topeka Festival Singers.
Well, the audience will get a chance to hear what the singers can do Monday night. It's a program called Sun, Sea, and Sky. And tell us about what people are going to hear.
Well, I chose the title not to lock us in, but to give us some parameters, because you could just choose anything for a concert. They will hear pieces that they'll say, wait a second, how is that related to any of those three words? And then some things they'll say, oh, choose something like a star. Well, that makes sense. Or they'll see a piece called Rhythmus, and it doesn't seem like it says much about the title, but the words are Hail Eve, and Eve is supposed to have some relationship with the sea. And so it doesn't have to be known by the audience. It's an exciting piece, and it fits the character of the concert. So it just gives you parameters where you can work. We're doing at least one spiritual on the concert that absolutely has nothing to do with the branding of the program, but we want to do it, so we're doing that. And then we will, and I'll have Dan speak a little bit about this. This is a tradition that TFS has. We invite in high school students from Topeka, and they'll sing with us. So they'll sing three songs with us.
Yeah, this is something that we've done for many years before I was at all associated with the singers. My wife is one of the soloists. That's how I first became involved, one of the singers, I should say, sopranos. And then my company, the company where I work, Trust Company of Kansas, started sponsoring, and they said, well, maybe you should be on the board. And I think I was on the board for several months, and then they asked me to be the president. Given all of that, it was probably, as I say, about a dozen years ago, and we have three or four high school students from as many high schools in Topeka is want to participate. There are many benefits. It reminds the adult singers how much fun they should be having in case they forget. it reminds them how much they've learned because they're constantly working with the students, not just the choral director, but the basses with the basses and so forth. I think the thing that makes me most proud is the number who want to do that, bring along their parents and their grandparents, and they realize performing live, using a talent that was given to them, and their teachers have helped them develop, that might be something they want to do. And I know Professor Kevin Kellum from Washburn certainly got a benefit out of this. I suspect Paul will as well. Those high school students will think about the possibility of singing for Paul at some point in the future, either recreationally or academically.
So tell us again where the concert is going to be held and where can people get more information about tickets?
Our website is Topeka Festival Singers, all one word, topekafestivalsingers.org. There you can buy tickets either with credit card or PayPal, or the concert starts at 7:30 at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, plenty of parking, 17th just west of Washburn Boulevard in Topeka. And we've obviously got tickets for sale, same price. Right now you could either buy that evening concert tickets. They're $18 for seniors, $5 for students, $25 for other adults. Or you could buy season tickets. They're pretty deeply discounted.
So, Paul, let's talk about the rest of the season. What's coming up after this one Monday night?
Well, we have Home for the Holidays. Everybody, I don't really care what your tradition is. At the December time, people are just glad to be with family and friends. So we're doing a concert of traditional things that we all think, whether you think of them as Christmas music or, but we're trying to spread it around so it's not just Christmas music. And I'm looking forward to that because that's just a happy time. Nobody has to think, I wonder what that song means, except for Auld Lang Syne. I mean, I suppose people think, what does that mean? But just, you know, we'll have a sing-along. We'll have a sing-along with that. And so that's the next concert after this. The next one after that will be Around the Globe. And I thought it would be a good idea to do pieces that are significant for their origin. It then allows us to do pieces of all styles. All styles. We could do a Swedish folk song. We could do a Jamaican folk song, which I think those will be interesting. We could do anything, American music on that. And then the last of the year will be In a Poet's Eye. And I really love great poetry set to music. And even this first concert has a lot of that. And who knows, we may bring some of those back just because the poetry deserves it. And so those are the four concerts of the season that we'll see.
So for information about the Monday night concert or these upcoming concerts, the website again is topekafestivalsingers.org. And these are people from the community. So if someone is interested in becoming a festival singer, do you hold auditions periodically? How does that process work?
We almost exclusively hold auditions in July. We've got a Facebook page where we publicize the date, time, place. So if people are interested, they can contact us and we would reach out and make the appropriate arrangements.
Dan, Paul, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Paul Tucker is the director of the Topeka Festival Singers, as well as the director of choral activities at the University of Kansas. Dan Brogren is the president of the board of the Topeka Festival Singers. More information about the Topeka Festival Singers' upcoming concerts is available at topekafestivalsingers.org. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.